Welcome to Golf Talk with Tiff. Yes, that's me, Tiff, the lady golf teacher. What I will do here is build belief in you to accomplish your dreams for your golf. I'll be your mentor and give you the skills, strategies, and guidance to make it happen. Tee it high, let it fly. Now let's get into today's episode. Hey there, Tiff here, and welcome to today's tip. Now, you may be seeing this on video, or you may also be hearing this on my podcast show, Golf Talk with Tiff. Either way, what we're going to be working on is we're actually going to be working on just setting up some goals for this year. And the reason that we're going to do that is because I find that people want to get a lot out of their golf. They want to accomplish things out of their golf. They want to be more consistent and all that kind of stuff, but they never really have a plan for how they're going to do it. They just hope that if they do a bit of practice, maybe have a few lessons here and there, and then rock up on the golf course, it's all just going to come together. And I guarantee it's not going to work that way. Yeah, you'll find that there'll be some improvements here and there, but for your overall golf performance out on the course, when you really want to perform, like when you're playing on the course itself, in the sense of practicing, or you're playing in a competition or something like that, then you want to be able to perform better, okay? So how we do that is we set some goals on how we're going to do that. And that's what we're going to focus on today in this tip and this podcast, and then you can then apply some of what I'm going to suggest and then go out there and work on it and put things together in the sense of what you really want to get out of your golf game. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a nice little structure. We're going to work on it as we go, but a nice little structure on how you can actually set some goals up for what you want to accomplish for this year. And then we'll go from there, and then you can share with me what you're going to do. Okay, so the first question, what we're going to be looking at, the first thing that we're going to ask ourselves is, what would I like to create in my golf for this year? So it doesn't matter what year you're in and when you hear this. So I am recording this in the year of 2024, but you can use this for every year. What I want you to be thinking about is what would I really like to create for my golf this year? Now, I know a big one that people always say is, I want more consistency, but we need to get deeper than that, than just I want to be more consistent. So I want you to be more specific. So I'm just going to throw out some examples in the sense of to get you starting to think about what you're going to do. And then I'll give you a little bit of time. You can go and work on it, and then we'll go to the next one. So some examples are obviously consistency, but we're going to go deeper. Handicap, some people like to set a handicap goal, so you can go and do that as well. Things in the sense of playing better, so you want to play better with your drivers, you want to play better with your fairway shots, you want to play better with your full swing, you want to play better pitching, chipping, bunkers, putting. And that's good to say that you want to play better that, because you're starting to get a bit more specific. You want to play better off the tee. You want to travel on some golf tours. You can come on some golf tours with me. I'm always out and about doing golf tours. You want to go and play open days at other golf courses. You want to go and play at other golf courses that you've always wanted to play. You may want to join the pennants team for the club. You want to have a better mental attitude towards your golf game and how you operate out on the course. So I want you to just be really specific in what you'd like to create in your golf for this year. Now, what we're going to do is, rather than me firing everything at you right now, I'm going to give you some time. So I'm going to give you about 5 minutes, and then you can just sort of brainstorm a bit. I call it a brain download, but you can brain download and see what you'd like to be able to create for your golf this year. So, get a notebook or some paper so that you can get stuff out of your head onto paper so that we can create a plan around that. So I'll see you in about 5 minutes. How'd you go? I bet you found that some things started to really flow out for you when you really started to think about what you'd like to create for your game. Okay, so now we're going to go to number two. How would I make this happen? So what I want you to be looking at is how are you going to make this happen? So there's things that you could look at like practice. There's things you could look at like go and have some lessons. You could be working on specific parts of your, full swing, your pitching game, your chipping, your putting, your bunker shots, right? You're going out and you're practicing those things. You can be listening to mindset podcasts. As you know, Golf Talk with Tiff is all about the mindset. You could be learning to focus and staying in the moment. So that's actually learning the breathing techniques and so on. And some forms of meditation are really good to help you do that. You'd be tracking your game. You could also be doing purposeful practice of, setting an intention of what you actually want to accomplish when you're out practicing. You could turn it into practicing games. There's lots of different things that you could do to really make that happen. So what I'm going to get you to do now is you're going to work on number two. How would I make this happen? Again, I'm just going to give you a few minutes to work that out and brainstorm a little bit or brain download, and I'll see you when I come back. How'd you go with that? I bet you started to really think about what it was that you really want to do and how you're going to make it happen. it's good. You've got to give yourself that time and space to be able to work that out. Remember, you can't just rock out on a golf course and hope that it's all going to happen for you, because it just doesn't work that way. You've got to be more strategic than that. I mean, it's okay if you want to just go and have a hit and go and have some fun, great. But if you want to get more than that out of your golf game, I know I do. Therefore, you'd want to spend the time on being more strategic on how you're actually going to do that. So I hope for your sake that you've actually gone through that process. Okay, so what do we do now? Now we've like identified what we'd like to create for our golf game. We've also worked out how we could make that happen. You know, I'm a big fan of making sure you're doing it technically correct. So having lessons is really good, and practicing that technique is really good. And then adding other pieces into it, like I suggested. What we then can do is then we can create, like I like to do things just in one page so that you can actually get a good visual. So what I've done here, I'll show you. So you can see here, I've created like just along there is we've got, and if you're watching, if you're listening on Golf Talk with Tiff, I'm actually showing the paper, but I'll explain it as well. So we've got like 8 columns here. Now, what I've done is I've categorized it into different columns of say like driver, fairway, pitching, chipping, bunkers. That's pretty much the order in how the hole works. Then we've got putting. Then I've actually got another category around golf experiences, and then even tracking. I'm a big fan of tracking things, so especially when you're really struggling in your golf game, it's a really good idea to understand how your golf game's actually going a lot better if you actually track specific things on it. So by doing that, then we can then create, okay, well, what are the things, if I want to improve my golf game, what are the things that I could do in those categories to improve? So obviously, I'm going to say lessons. So if you don't know how to do anything in that, anything from driver down to putting, you know, throughout the, you know, if you were to play a hole and you're struggling on specific areas in that, go and get some lessons on it. Go and actually learn how to do it properly so that you've got something concrete that you can go and practice. Then there's other things that you can do. So if we were going to be working on driver swing and fairway swing, so, you know, the drive would obviously be the what you're going to be using to tee off with, and then what you're going to be using to play down the fairway. Now, it could be some hybrids, woods, could be some irons. Go and work on them. So if you're going to have lessons on them, go and work on them. Get them so that they're mechanically efficient, and get them so that they're technically correct, so that they're not going to break down for you when you're out on the course. You can really rely on them, because you want to be able to rely on them so that they're giving you what you need. So I'd be suggesting to go and do that. Then you could also be working on some accuracy. Again, golf, as you've probably figured out, especially when you're going from the tee to as you're getting closer to that little hole, it's all about accuracy. So you want to make sure that if you have a plan of hitting the ball in a particular direction, it's actually going to go there. So another good thing to be working on is like alignment and targets, like where you're actually aiming. So that'd be a good thing to actually put in there. So if you were thinking driver and fairway game, then that's the kind of stuff that I'd be looking at putting in that. With regards to pitching, get your pitching technique right. That's really important. And then start working on some pitching distances, anything from probably 20 to 50 meters, and getting those right. So for example, you could go 20 meters, 30, 40 and 50 meter shots, and work on getting those right, identifying what clubs you need for those distances, and then get out there and start working on it, right? It's all part of how you're going to make that shot happen when you're out on the course. So when you've got a pitch shot and you're 50 meters out from the pin, you know exactly what club to use, okay? You know exactly what kind of shot to play. Then we've got chipping. So it's whether you want chips that are going to pop up, or you want chips that are actually going to like run, like a chip and run shot. What you're going to be doing there, what you need to practice there. I find that if you're working on chip shots, anything from say 5 meters through to 20 meters is really good. And then identifying what clubs you need to use for that. Also, working on target practice alignment and even playing games around that too is really one. Like, I find that if you have a playing from a particular area, you could set a target of either you've got to chip the ball into the hole before you move on to something else, or you get it within a meter of the hole or something like that, you know, so that you're feeling like you're accomplishing something and it's fun and you're working on your technique at the same time. You're learning to relax because that's what you need to do when you're out playing. You're putting a little bit of pressure on yourself. That's what happens when you're out playing. So you're actually putting that into practice so that you can actually cope with it when you're out actually playing out on the golf course. Other things you can be doing with bunkers. So big thing is definitely have lessons. I find a lot of people really struggle with bunkers because they just don't know how to hit a bunker shot. It's actually quite a simple shot. You can just think of it like a pitch shot. Then just working on backswing lengths, I find, like, you know, like a 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, maybe a 10 o'clock, work on a few different backswing lengths on trying to establish the different distances, because obviously, you know, one is getting out, which is a lot of what people really want is just to get out of the bunker. But if you are getting out successfully, then another thing that you want to be able to do is then work out the distance. So you can fiddle around with different distances as well, right? Experiment. Don't be afraid to experiment. Everybody thinks that they've got to be perfect every time they go out on the golf course, and you don't have to. And even when you're going to practice, you don't have to be perfect. What you're doing is refining, okay? You're always refining, always getting things right. Here's another really good one for putting. So I find that that's probably the most neglected area, yet that's the club that you use most in the golf bag, because if you actually look at how many times you've used your putter versus any other club, you'll find that it's probably been used double the time more on each hole. So you're getting very rarely getting one putts, but you're definitely getting a two or a three putt, right? So people will go and practice their putting for maybe 5 minutes max when they go before they go and play out on the course, yet expect to be able to putt from anywhere and get the distances right, get their lines right, but they never really spend the time on it. So the thing that you want to be able to be doing there is I always recommend, like, from 1 meters through to seven, work on getting each meter each right. Get a 10 meter, 15 and 20 meter one, get those right. And then really work on those distance putts. Really work on the target practice. Work on going around the hole, you know, so north, south, east, west, and so that you're identifying the different slopes and you're getting used to that. You're getting used to the different feels in distance. Go and practice it. Then you can play. There's a really easy game that you could play. You could drop the ball at 7 meters out, and you've got to play it with. It's got to get into the hole within two shots. So you've got, you know, your first putt, you get it nice and close. Second putt, you get it in. So you're planning on that's how you'd like to play out on the golf course. So you could go and play that kind of game as well. Another category, golf experiences. Well, what kind of golf experiences do you really want to have? Do you want to go out and play different golf courses? Do you want to go and play golf courses around the world? Do you want to go and play open days at different clubs? Do you want to come on some golf tours with me, or go some golf tours, you know, around Australia or internationally? Have a look at what kind of golf experiences that you want. Do you want to go and play pennants? Do you want to play in the club championships? Do you want to just play socially? It's up to you what you really want to do, but make a plan for it, right? Be clear on what you actually want rather than just rocking up and hoping that everything's going to happen for you. The last column I've got here too is tracking. So simple things, your tee shots, whether they stay on the fairway or not, how many of them are staying on the fairway throughout your round, your shots from tee to green, how many shots does it take you once you've teed off to get onto the green? Track that. Be aware of what's actually happening with your tee shot game, your fairway game, and your approach game. So your approach game is like pitching and chipping and bunker shots, and then work out how many putts you've had in the round so that you're starting to get some information and starting to identify what it is that you actually need to be doing so that you can improve your game. Does that make sense? I bet it does. So that's the kind of stuff that you want to do. The other thing, too, from a golf experience point of view, which I didn't share with you, is go and actually practice out on the course. That's another golf experience. Actually go out and practice. You could track and see what you're doing. You could just go and work on some other things in the sense of the mental part of your game, how you're going to approach that, what kind of routines are you going to put in place, how could you apply them when you're actually out playing out on the course when to you it feels like it counts. Another column that I did neglect to put in there, which I'll mention right now, most important I think, is the mental side. So things that you could do to work on the mental side to improve your game: listen to podcasts, meditation, breathing exercises, learning to stay in the moment, learning how to deal with difficult people around you, working out how to not let other people bother you in what you're doing so you can just stay highly tuned in to what you're doing, how to prepare yourself prior to going out and playing out on the course, right? So there's a lot of things that you could be thinking about on what you want to do so that you can get maximum benefit out of your golf game, okay? So what we're going to do now is you're going to draw up your categories. You can put as many as you like or as few as you like. It's up to you. For examples, I'll just give you the examples again. So like driver slash tee shots, fairway game, pitching, chipping, bunkers, putting, golf experiences, tracking, and also the mental side. So you can pick any of those or you can pick all of those and list actually what it is that you want to be focusing on, how you could improve those areas, and then I'll show you a really simple plan on how you can put that in place. So I'll give you about 5 minutes to work that out, and I'll see you soon. How'd you go? Made you really think about it now, haven't I? Really think about what you're wanting to accomplish out of your golf game. So, how are we going to put it into place? Something really simple. You could have a weekly plan or something like that. I've just done a really, really quick one, just to give you an example. So, as you can see there, we've got Monday through to Sunday, all in columns. And what I've done here, for example, is for Monday, you could have, okay, you're going to have a lesson, and then you're going to work on your driver game, then you're going to go and work on your putting game, and then you're going to be listening to a mental podcast, maybe doing some breathing exercises, maybe learning on how to stay in the moment and doing some meditation and so on, how to focus and stay in the moment, that kind of thing. Then Tuesday, for example, you might be playing golf or comp or something like that. Wednesday, you could be doing pitching and chipping. Thursday, putting and full swing. Friday, playing golf. Saturday, Sunday, up to you. But again, just putting it into a bit of a schedule on where you could actually fit it in and work on specific things. If you don't have enough time, maybe just work on one thing for a while or two. I always recommend that you need to be working on pitching and you need to be working on putting, because if you work on your pitching, it's half of your full swing anyway, so you'll still be doing some full swing work. And the putting side of things, you're going to be working on your accuracy because that's where you're finishing off the game, and usually that's where you have more shots to that you're actually playing with. You get down there for three, but you might end up with three or four putts before you finished off. So, to keep it simple, if you've got limited time, pitching definitely and putting definitely. Once the pitching's feeling really good, then shift into the full swing, because they both complement each other anyway. So, there's a plan for you of what you can actually apply and put in place. I'm going to leave it up to you how you're going to structure it for, because you may need a little bit of time to think about that one for the last one with regards to what days you're going to do what. So you know the category, sorry, you know the days that we're actually going to be looking at, Monday to Sunday, and then you can create a plan and everything that we've put in place in those last three areas. So the first one was, what would I like to create for my golf this year? How would I make this happen? That was the second one. And the third one was, we created those categories and looked at how we could improve those areas. Once you've got all that in place, then you can figure out what days you could work on specific things that's going to work around your schedule. So I hope you enjoyed this episode for today. Love it if you could share with me what you like best about what you heard. And please leave a comment down below. Love to hear from you. And always remember this, tee it high. Let it fly. Have an absolutely awesome day. Take care. Talk soon. Bye for now. See ya. Before you go, do you want consistency in your golf game? Focus will help you do just that. It is my lessons learned from sport and how to apply them to accomplish your golf dreams and goals. Get a copy of Focus today. Go to tiffany-mica.com to get your copy of Focus there. Dream big, believe in you, go after your dreams. Once you've done that, tee it high, let it fly.